Bob Rivers in the morning.
And the greatest hits of all time.
KGRFM Seattle.
Oldies 95.7.
Have you seen those politicians chasing all the skirts? And for all those two-faced piggies, little brain comes first. It's always on alert to stray around with. Have you seen the secret kitties popping up in spurts? Dug up by the paparazzis doing noble work. There's lots of righteous jerks to dig up dirt on.
Thoughtless men with morals lacking, they don't care if they sleep around. Instead of stepping out and shagging, give that little guy a whacking.
Bonaducci. It's so good to see him healthy. He, you know, with the reality shows, the rehabs and all that stuff.
There was a time I actually worried that Danny was...
not going to make it.
Well, was throwing away his sobriety. I don't want to be... who am I to say? But it seemed to me at one point in time he decided to start drinking for show content.
Totally.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think he would tell you that if you asked. In fact, I know... much like Davy Jones, that he would talk to you as long as you'd like to talk about it.
And that's cool that he's so committed to being an entertainer that he's willing to drive off a cliff for his art.
Well, excuse me, but if you're the ultimate narcissist and someone has a show about you for you, and you would you ever want it to end?
Could you be the ultimate narcissist for us on your show? Sure, that's what I do. It's actually the girl, Amy, that straightened him out. I met her when he was first... kind of going out with her, and she was it's classic. She was the producer of his show,
right? And he was
and
married to a redhead.
Yes, right. But Gretchen and he married like on a dare in one day. They met and married the same night, so it was always kind of dysfunctional.
Well, that was her doing it for the show too, in a sense, right? Yeah.
We all do whatever we do for our own show, whatever our own show, whatever our brand is, what we think we are. Mm-hmm. You know, we're the. I always tell this to Keith. We're the director of our own movie that we star in. Do you ever think that?
Sure.
Yeah.
You think Shakespeare wrote that? Sure.
All the world is a stage?
Yeah, we're
that's right.
Players.
Am I just quoting Stoner Shakespeare?
Everybody.
Totally,
I'm
man.
Telling you, Shakespeare wrote all seven stories you'll ever need in your life.
It's impossible to have an original thought because Shakespeare already thought it.
Right, because he was baked.
I believe that.
It was my fingernail, man.
Yeah. It's 5 minutes after 9 to Jody, and lots of news today.
Lots of stuff to get to, brought to you by Washington DOT, and all these stories will be on BobRivers.com after the show this morning. So yesterday, President Obama called out Congress for being lazy, saying they needed to get some stuff done already.
Oh, I'm sorry, Eric. Pedro, I had that down. Start it again.
If by the end of this week we have not seen substantial progress, then I think members of Congress need to understand we are going to, you know, start having to cancel things and stay here until we get it done. You know, they're in 1 week, they're out 1 week. And then they're saying Obama's got to step in. You need to be here. I've been here. I've been doing Afghanistan and Bin Laden and the Greek crisis. And you stay here. Let's get it done.
Wow.
Now, is that the impersonator again?
No, oh, that's the
real
guy.
Obama.
I've been here. Did the floors?
You know, when presidents start to
barbecue for the girls?
Yeah. When the president starts to sound like the caricature of the president, look out.
Yeah.
Because he's actually getting comfortable in his skin. Obama's like, you know what? Don't give me this crap. I got Osama bin Laden. You guys can't solve this. We all know it's all just politics.
Well, the Senate is responding, foregoing their scheduled recess for next week to continue forging ahead to try and cut the deficit, create jobs like that. In related news, President Obama said it would defy common sense for Boeing to have to shut down a new aircraft plant or lay off workers as a result of a labor dispute with the government.
Now, do we have that audio? NPR played this Obama quote about, see if you can find it, Pedro, where Obama is talking about Boeing. And he essentially says what I said on this show a week or two ago, and I'm not even sure I agree with myself, but I did say it.
For the show.
Sure.
For the show.
Right.
And that was this, that you can't say people are shipping jobs overseas to America from America, you know. You can't,
right.
I mean, if South Carolina makes a better deal, South Carolina makes a better deal. It's the United States of America. But, of course, people come back with unions, which are super hot button right now, because unions are less effective. Why are they less effective? Because it's a global economy, and the union will drag a company right down General Motors.
Now, you asked specifically about one decision that was made by the National Labor Relations Board, the NLRB. And this relates to Boeing. Essentially, the NLRB made a finding that Boeing had not followed the law in making a decision to move a plant. It's an independent agency. It's going before a judge. So I don't want to get into the details of the case. I don't know all the facts. That's going to be up to a judge to decide. What I do know is this, that as a general proposition, companies need to have the freedom to relocate. They have to follow the law, but that's part of our system. And if they're choosing to relocate here in the United States, that's a good thing. And what it doesn't make, what I think defies common sense, would be a notion that we would be shutting down a plant or laying off workers because labor and management can't come to a sensible agreement. So my hope is that even as this thing is working its way through, everybody steps back for a second and says, look, if jobs are being created here in the United States, let's make sure that we're encouraging that. And we can't afford to have labor and management fighting all the time at a time when we're competing against Germany and China and other countries that want to sell goods all around the world.
Wow. That's the most anti-labor stance I've ever heard him take.
It's very anti-labor.
It's very. Yeah. And this case with Boeing, the court case with Boeing, is that they're claiming, the labor unions are claiming that Boeing moved the plant in retaliation for continuing striking, which is the federal law that employees have the right to strike.
They do
have the right to strike. That's not a union thing. That's just employees have the right to strike as a labor
right.
But
if their strike cripples the company's ability to compete, does the company have the right to move the jobs in retaliation? And that, as President Obama said, that I don't know.
Yeah, right.
Basically,
paraphrase.
He didn't say it like I just did, but I don't know.
I'd like to thank the good people of Georgistan.
Georgia
stepping up, you know, less pay, longer days.
But is retaliating like is moving to another state? Retaliating? I believe that the employees are right. Of course it's retaliating. Of course it's mean. Of course they'll deny that's why they did it. They'll just say they're trying to be competitive.
And they're right.
Well, of course they're trying to be competitive. So all of those things are true. Is it illegal to retaliate for a statement like that? I don't know. No idea.
Regarding President Obama, there's some more news from MSNBC. They indefinitely suspended one of their political analysts this morning, a guy named Mark Halperin, after the Time magazine editor-at-large said something very, very odd about President Obama on Morning Joe. This is what that sounded like.
Are we on the 7-second delay today?
Oh, Lord.
I wanted to characterize how I thought the president behaved. How do you think you
would
have
it? Well, we have it. We can use it, right, Alex?
Yeah, sure. Come on.
Yeah.
Take a chance.
Go for it.
F-A.
Yeah, let's see what happens.
I'm behind you. You fall down. I'm going to catch you.
And the precedent has been set on this show.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
So we're good.
I thought he was kind of a dick yesterday.
Oh.
Oh, my God. Delay that. Delay that. What are you doing?
I think the president...
I can't believe you. I was joking. Don't do that. Did we delay that?
More Calvin, more sorry.
Did they delay it or not?
No, because the new executive producer of the show didn't know how to use the button.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Joe Scarborough obviously knew what was said. We heard the conversation.
So he wanted to say it, have it be deleted, and have everybody wonder what he said.
Yeah, and then afterwards, Halperin apologized right away, and he was just like, oh, I was kidding. Went on and on, but
you know, there are people. I mean, there are. I don't know if that I've said that once or twice
about the president.
No, but I've said that about people, and you ought to be able to say anything about the president that you say about anybody. Mm. Other than threaten him, of course.
To hit him with my, bang. Oh, that was a threat. I'm sorry.
Well, I.
You should have a more intelligent debate. If you're a guy on network TV,
let's not talk about should. Let's talk about ratings.
For the show.
So I don't know. The courts will decide. I don't know. The courts will decide.
You think it's all right to use that word about the president of the United States?
Yeah, I do actually. I'm
really?
For free speech. Yeah.
Yeah. There's no law broken there. It's not an indecency law.
Sure
you can use that word as an adjective.
Of course you can.
You can criticize the president of the United States.
Yeah.
There's no law about that.
Thank you for having my back. Like we were just talking about.
You can't make a direct.
None of these people have
Did
my
you
back.
Dump that? Did you dump that?
If you make a direct threat to the president, you are in big trouble. I mean, the Secret Service will be here in an hour.
As you should be.
But you can criticize the president all you want.
Yeah, I'm not trying to say
airways.
It's illegal. I'm trying to say it's in bad taste to put
I
that
agree.
Sort of political
Shut down
commentary.
Half of our entertainment.
No question about it. The bad taste and probably the poor judgment. But he's getting sound bites on every network now and a lot of publicity
for it.
Which
makes me wonder how contrived it was.
Seemed very contrived in the first place.
I'm telling you.
And bully to him. Booyah if it was contrived.
Right.
Nicely done.
Did you just give him a booyah?
Yeah, whatever.
It was he was being Johnson-esque. I'm not looking at Lyndon Baines Johnson-esque
whatever.
Either. You know what I'm saying? I think you do.
It's so unimportant. But all right.
Speaking of shutting people down, a sophisticated cyber hack has crippled Al-Qaeda's online communication networks. Now, this isn't the first time. Remember there was a recipe for making a bomb on Al-Qaeda's communication network, and then when you click through to it, you ended up with a cupcake recipe? The British government did that.
Right.
Well, now a terrorism expert says that there was an attack that will cut their ability to communicate for at least a couple of days, pulled off very sophisticatedly, if that's the word I can use here, and they don't know who did it, but booyah to them.
Now when you click on the Al-Qaeda how to make a bomb, they send you the Paul Reiser show script.
All right, thank you. There's a woman who's been banned from every Walmart in America. Did you read about her?
Mm-hmm.
Boise, Idaho woman, April Cuevas, is Luciana getting her on the phone?
She's trying to.
She's trying to.
Got a number for her.
It's not just one store. Apparently, she's banned from shopping at any Walmart in the United States. And the reason it happened, she was arguing over coupons. April Cuevas is an extreme couponer.
I watched the reality show on A&E.
There's a reality show?
Oh, it's
How does
weird.
That work?
You cut coupons. It's the craziest thing. People get $1,000 worth of groceries for like $50.
And so this lady, I've seen this because Jody told me to check this out. This lady walks into the stores that she shops in with these coupons, and she's got the store's corporate coupon policy laminated. So when the manager comes to her and says, I can't sell you 25 cans of tuna fish for 18 cents. She says, no, with a double coupon, with a double Tuesday, it says right here in your corporate policy, you have to sell me this stuff. I mean, these ladies are, it's vicious.
And was she doing this for a show?
I have no idea.
Okay. She is extreme couponing in order to save money, stated she was informed that Walmart's policy known as Ad Match had undergone changes the previous week. As such, she took it upon herself to discuss these matters with one of the store managers and see if she could get a better grasp of the concept.
Yeah, you're supposed to get, if you can show a better advertised price, they'll match it.
Right.
Okay. But I still don't see how they get you 18 cans of tuna for 18 cents. Yes, Eric?
She is actually on the phone right now.
Oh, do we have her? Okay.
Yes.
She's an extreme couponer, and she's been banned from every Walmart in the country. April, quit for the rest of your life, April?
That's what it was, yes.
For the rest of your life.
April, that's America's largest retailer.
It is.
There are more Walmarts than anything else in this country.
April Cuevas, welcome to the Bob Rivers Show. Hello.
Well, thank you. Hello.
So are you a part of that reality television show that does the couponing, or did they give you the idea, or is this something you championed on yourself?
This is something my neighbor turned me on to.
Okay. Extreme couponing is what?
You save lots of money, and you get a lot of free things.
All right. And you do it legally, and you do it according to the rules.
That's right.
Okay.
Well, I try to, except Walmart likes to change the rules.
So to me, as an ordinary guy who's kind of lazy about shopping, and my wife criticizes me for this, probably she's right on target, I always, and I didn't mean to mention.
Let's not bring Target into this. They've been wonderful.
To me, the coupon is always like, it's a come on, and yeah, you may get a dollar off or you may get 2 for 1. But how you get more than that off, I always thought that combining coupons and doing all those things was illegal. So tell me what the biggest and best loopholes or come-ons that we're not aware of. How do you save so much money?
You take an ad from like Albertsons or Safeway or Fred Meyer's, take it to Walmart. For example, laundry detergent, Purex.
Okay.
Fred Meyer's has it for $3.99 for a big thing of Purex. I have $3 off of that.
You have a $3 off a $3.99 item that some other store did,
yes,
as a loss leader?
Yes, but my coupon is a manufactured coupon.
Right.
It's a manufactured coupon with a Fred Meyer's ad, and I get it for 99 cents at Walmart.
Now, can you get more than one?
Oh, yes.
So you can go in there and
then you have.
You can get a dozen bottles of Purex at once.
Well, but in order for this to work anywhere, the coupon has to legitimately exist. So how do you find these amazing coupons?
I buy about 20 Sunday newspapers.
20 of them.
Idaho Statesman. I buy 20 of them, and we cut out all the coupons.
So there's a lot more cool coupons out there than many of us realize then, aren't there?
That's right.
So the store's idea to give you I just want to get to the basic business of it. The store's idea to give you a $3.99 thing for 99 cents is mainly just to get you in the store where they hope you'll pay regular price for everything else.
Yes.
But you don't.
But when I go shopping,
right.
I only buy things that I have coupon for.
Only things. And what do you do with 12 gallons of Clorox or whatever it is when you get home?
I have a family of 7.
Okay.
So it doesn't last long in my family.
All right. Now, so you're practical about it.
Now, if the Purex is $3.99 at Safeway and you've got a $3 coupon, why don't you just go get it from Safeway? Why bother Walmart?
Because Walmart price matches my other ads, too.
So you can bring coupons from everybody,
so
from Safeway.
Instead of riding around and going to all these stores, you take the best, most killer coupons from everybody, and you bring them to Walmart, and they have to match,
yes,
everything, and they lose money on you big time.
Yes.
And you don't care.
And this happened for a few weeks, and then at some point they pull you aside and say, can we talk to you, right?
Yeah, he pretty much screamed at me.
All right, tell us about the day. Were you going to the same Walmart over and over?
Yeah, I go to my local one that's only a couple miles from the house.
Okay. So you bring in all these coupons. They have to match them. You gather all of this stuff, and you're saving like 3/4 of the money, it sounds like. And
oh, I'm saving lots.
All right. What happened on that day?
Well, the manager refused to take my Target coupon, and I wanted an explanation why, because their ads say they match and honor all coupons and competitors' coupons and competitors' ads. And I wanted to know why they wouldn't. And so he smacked my hand at my phone and told me I'm not allowed to video record.
Oh, you were videoing.
Oh, yeah, that's the whole deal.
So you weren't just asking him, why don't you take the coupons? You were holding up your phone, videoing him, and saying, why don't you take the coupons?
Yes.
Hey, Pedro, do we have that video?
Actually, no.
I'm I'm just now uploading it on the internet right now.
No, baby.
This is breaking news right here. This is
real. Is this your first interview?
No.
No, she's a professional. So this guy, you're videoing him. Did you whip out the video as soon as he said he wouldn't honor the coupon and say, I need you to clarify why for my phone?
No, I whipped out my video because six huge Walmart workers started running my way, and I thought they were going to hurt me.
Not to sidetrack the story, but what kind of deal did you get on that video camera?
But come to find out, these six big men were running to the checkout next to me because there was a problem over there.
Okay, so they have a team of athletes to get to a problem.
I was trying to pay full price for peanut butter. They were going to have any of that crap. Yeah. No way.
Anyway, so the guy comes, your video, but you're clearly, I talk to people at least twice a week now who are videotaping somebody to catch evidence, which I guess is everybody's right. It feels like it's boorish. But on the other hand, I don't know. I'm being educated here. So you're videoing the guy. You're asking him, please state for the camera why you will not take the coupon because it's your policy. He smacks your hand down to stop you videoing, which is about the dumbest thing he can do, by the way. If someone's videoing you to get something incriminating, hitting them is probably playing into their hand.
A little bit, yeah. I definitely told them that if you ever touch me or my property again, I was going to put a lawsuit on
it. Yes. You did bait him into it, but he took the cheese. So now what happens after that?
They followed me out of Walmart. Well, they told me to leave Walmart, pay for my stuff and leave, so I left. They followed me out to my car. And then as we were trying to drive away, some lady told me, you're leaving the scene of a crime.
No, I'm like, the crime being crime? He assaulted you.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. I didn't do anything wrong. And this lady chases me down through the parking lot on foot while I'm driving away. And then I turn onto a busy road called Garrity, and the lady's still chasing me down the road on foot.
Was this a Walmart employee, this lady?
No, she had plain clothes on.
But she
and she was she, on the phone to a cop, she said.
She's a security person for Walmart, I'm going to guess. Okay.
Probably.
Yeah. So did you ever get an explanation as to why Walmart didn't honor its policy?
The main manager for this branch is over here told me it was because the Walmart on Garrity and Franklin is not familiar with the recent coupon policies.
Now, this is in Boise, Idaho, where you are, right?
No, Nampa, Idaho.
Nampa, okay. I know where
Nampa
is.
Don't get it wrong, Joe.
Yeah, I don't want to get the wrong Walmart. Now, you, as I understand, you have a copy of their policy when you go in there to do this shopping?
Yes, and the copy of the policy I had is totally different than the one they gave me.
Okay, well, they have a written policy for that store, and they handed you that would probably
so
be in effect, right?
Hold on a second. Bottom line, did they change their policy?
Yes.
And you have an out-of-date policy?
Yes, I have three copies of out-of-date policy. Well, okay. I have three
policies. So Walmart tried to do something nice for their customers, for customer loyalty. And I'm gonna pretend I don't like you for a second. Okay, don't take it personal.
Okay, don't worry about it. Everybody don't like me.
I think
I love you.
Lose much sleep on that.
Well, Walmart.
I'm not here to please people.
By the way, Walmart is much maligned, but I'm going to argue the Walmart side of it for a second. Walmart tried to do something nice for their customers. They tried to make it so every customer could come to Walmart and get deals on everything. They tried to be competitive and nice. You saw it as an opportunity to take advantage of and only buy their loss leaders. And by the way, I don't think there's anything wrong with you for doing that, because that's a risk a company runs when they run coupons, is that someone doesn't buy the other stuff for full price. So I got no problem with that. And then Walmart, in some sort of wisdom, said, this policy isn't working for us, and they changed it. You are wearing a laminate of their old policy. They have the right to change their policy anytime they want.
That's correct.
So you were in the wrong.
In a way,
yeah.
Okay.
Now, as soon as he hit your hand, He gave you a multi-million dollar edge in this argument because Walmart now has an employee enforcing, you know, with corporal punishment and making them look bad. So I don't know where you go from here, but they can change the policy anytime they want. And you are an extreme couponer, which I totally applaud. My wife just hasn't heard of this yet because she would love it.
She should watch the show.
Have her call me. I'll teach her.
Will you talk to my wife? You two would be best friends. Oh, God. You know, my wife she's Polish, and she's the first one to tell you that that means thrifty. I cleaned that up a little bit.
Thriftsky.
Thriftsky.
You better be nice at your wife.
I know.
Oh, I do love you. I really do.
So what happens next in April? Are you, you don't have, you're the only one with a grievance here. The guy assaulted you. You didn't do anything wrong except that the policy had been changed.
Yes, and I wasn't aware that the policy had been changed.
So that's fine.
I spend 3 hours in Walmart trying to shop, get the best thing for my buck, and to walk up there and not know that I couldn't use something that I thought I could.
Right.
You know, that's upsetting.
Right.
Well, we sat down with the manager from the branch here, and he apologized. He gave me a letter of apology welcoming me back to Walmart.
All right, so you are no longer the woman who was banned from every Walmart in America for her life.
Not now, I'm not.
All right.
Hey.
You get your own lane when you check out?
Who could have predicted that? All right, you're a feisty person, April.
Yep. Then I got a letter from the manager that hit me saying that he was sorry.
You're more than sorry.
Well, no, it just says he's sorry.
No, he's loved. but you're not going to go after him, are you? I mean, he just knocked your hand out. Yeah. It was stupid.
Oh, no. Yeah. No.
All right.
Yeah, he was just dumb.
Could you do me a favor, though? Keep track of how you save money and give us a tip now and then, would you?
Oh, of course.
Can we
of
stay
course.
In touch? Can we be like phone pals?
You can call me anytime.
What's the hot coupon for the holiday weekend?
What would I say? Hot dogs.
Yeah,
you can get them for free right now.
You can get hot dogs for free how?
The dumpster?
Well, you get, in the papers, in the local papers, you can get a dollar off of, like, ballpark Franks.
Right.
If you look at the, like, Albertson's ad has ballpark Franks for 99 cents.
So you
and
take it up?
A dollar off.
They pay you a penny to take a pack of ballpark Franks.
Oh, yes, and Walmart has to give you that penny.
Oh, my God, poor Walmart. They got to give you the penny. I love you. I do.
Paying me to shop.
April Cuevas, hang on a second. We're going to take a few of these from you, and we'll put them on our website, bobrivers.com, this morning. Thank you.
95.7 Rock.
Are you reeling in the east?
Pop for Canada and Motown.
The greatest hits of all time.
95.7.
Ooh, see that girl.
To sing along with ABBA? Well, we've got a show for you.
Oldies 95.7 presents The Music of ABBA, performed by a rival from Sweden.
You're really happy to be here.
August 14th at Marymore Park.
And this week only, get your tickets for $9.57.
Get your tickets at LiveNation.com. The 4th of July is the perfect time to have the backyard cookout of the year, and QFC can really help out. The QFC Steaks of Summer Sale is happening now. Certified Angus Beef brand is simply amazing, and I can trust the experts at QFC to set us up with steaks for the grill. Ribeyes, New Yorks, T-bones, and more have special prices all summer long. QFC also has whole Alaskan sockeye salmon for just $5.97 a pound. It's fresh, wild, and they'll fillet it and cut it into steaks, whatever we need. And strawberries are on sale too. The more I buy, the more I'll save. £1 for $2.99, £2 for $3.99, and even £4 for just $5.99. And you gotta keep plenty of soda pop on ice. 12 packs of Coke, Diet Coke, and Pepsi are only $2.88 each. All prices with Advantage Card. QFC, you know it's going to be good.
Use your QFC Advantage Card and save on fuel, too. Earn fuel points every time you shop that are redeemable for a 10-cent per gallon discount at QFC and participating Shell stations. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Alfresco All-Natural Chicken Sausage wants you to get out and enjoy the beautiful weather. Visit oldieseattle.com for a chance to win a gas grill.
Hello?
Can I help you?
You called me?
Of course I did. You're about to buy a fridge from a warehouse store. Well, consider this your wake-up call. Only Sears has Kenmore appliances and all 10 of the top appliance brands.
Who is this?
The truth. That's who.
Think you know where to go? Think again. Sears, number one in home appliances. This weekend at Sears, get up to 30% off all Kenmore appliances and up to 15% off all other brands. Kenmore savings range from 5 to 30%. Other brand savings range from 5 to 15%. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer ends 7/5/11.
Hello there. This is Pedro from the Bob Rivers Show, and I have a confession to make. You know when Bob asks me to play a clip and time passes by and you can't hear a thing? I always tell Bob that it's because of the equipment, but I'm lying. What it is like I can't stop thinking of Denny's all the time. I love daydreaming that I go to Denny's and order the Mighty Midwestern Meats and Potatoes Sandwich, featuring a cheddar bun stuffed with grilled prime rib and French fries, smothered in brown gravy, and topped with melted Swiss and American cheeses and mayo. A side of creamy mashed potatoes. Oh, those potatoes are fantastic. And yet, more gravy complete this culinary masterpiece. So if you feel like you're spacing out a lot, not paying attention to your boss, or you feel cranky all the time, believe me, I do, then you need Denny's. The Denny's Tour of America menu is available all day, every day, for a limited time only, with dishes starting at $4.99. Yes, the Denny's Tour of America.
Good day, ladies and gentlemen. We'd like to thank you for choosing SeaTac Airport as your Pacific Northwest travel center. To ensure that you thoroughly enjoy the duration of your visit, please treat yourself to the numerous dining and shopping options provided throughout each concourse. Federal law does not prohibit traveling on an empty stomach, but it probably should. In the event a tiny bag of pretzels won't tide you over until you reach your destination, we offer a complete selection of foods from around the globe, including Chinese, Italian, Mexican, and many others. If you're concerned about your seat resembling a flotation device, lighter food and snack options such as sushi are also available. Should you become excited to find street pricing at SeaTac that actually matches prices you'll find outside the airport, breathe deeply until your oxygen intake returns to normal.
This message brought to you by the merchants of SeaTac, including Qdoba Mexican Grill, Kobo, and Burger King. With shops and restaurants in every concourse and every terminal, it's never been easier to eat, drink, and shop on the fly.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Betty from Baltimore writes, I've heard you say it's easy to have Geico help with my homeowner's insurance, which sounds really great, but I'm not so sure I'm ready for the change.
Appreciate the correspondence. What are you waiting for, though, love? It couldn't be easier to get Geico to help you with your homeowner's insurance, and it could save you a good bit of money.
Especially if you've already got Geico auto insurance.
That's right. Then you could save even more with our multi-policy discount.
If that doesn't make you feel better, I don't know what will.
Call Geico today. You could save even more when Geico helps you with your homeowner's insurance.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise? Yep.
Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The new Symbolook Medical Tower at Providence Regional Medical Center in Everett has over 200 patient rooms and $60 million of the world's most sought-after equipment and technology. The interior was designed to provide a soothing atmosphere for patients and a welcoming environment for families. It's a 700,000-square-foot structure that's spectacular both in form and in function. But without our dedicated doctors, nurses, and specialists, it's just a new world-class 12-story medical tower. That's because the physicians and staff are what truly make the tower stand apart. It's their commitment to dramatically improving the hospital experience and providing award-winning care for our community that puts the tower in a class by itself. The new Symbolook Medical Tower at Providence Regional Medical Center in Everett. For medical excellence close at hand, look no further.
Get more bang for your buck at Cabela's 4th of July sale. Find red-hot savings on camping, fishing and marine gear, outdoor apparel, firearms and ammunition, and more. Enter for a chance to win a Chevy truck during our 50 Years 50 Truck Sweepstakes. See store for details. And don't miss our boat inventory clearance sale on all in-stock boats. Take exit 111 off I-5 in Lacey. Cabela's, world's foremost outfitter.
Good news, the beetle drought is over. Hi, this is Steve Slayton. I hope you can join me weekdays at 4 for the Fab Four at 4. Four superb beetle classics played back to back to back to back on the greatest hits of all time, 95.7.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show
on 95.7.
The greatest hits of all time.
You like it when you hear what I say.
Pajamas, a hairbrush, new shoes, and a case. I said to my reflection, let's get out of this place. Past the church and the steeple, laundry on the hill.
Oh, that's great singing, and that's really amazing musicians backing him up. Sanjaya is in the studio, and we're going to talk to him in just a minute. It's 9:38. First, Jody, a quick update.
Yes, two more stories before the morning ends. You guys ever watch The Tudors? The Tudors show? Actor,
yeah.
Jonathan Rhys-Meyers from Ben
From
Ben
Like Beckham, yeah.
Yeah.
He's a biscuit.
Yes. You know, he's had some problems with the alcohol and the cocaine.
The alcohol.
Yes. Yes. He was taken to a London hospital earlier this week and released after reportedly overdosing on pills in a suicide attempt, alleged suicide attempt, because he was found slumped on the floor of his home, and for 30 or so minutes he refused treatment before he finally let the paramedics take him away. Officials confirmed that this all happened. He was released yesterday evening and hasn't commented on the incident yet. Furthermore, you know about the Hamptons. Obviously, we don't have anything that's like the Hamptons out here.
We do. We have the San Juans.
The San Juans, yeah, would be Hamptony.
The San Juans, the Hamptons.
Yeah.
Where the Kennedys live.
Okay, that will
Kennebunkport.
The Bushes are in Kennebunkport. Are the Kennedys there as well?
No, the Kennedys are on that island.
Martha's Vineyard.
Martha's Vineyard.
Right.
Yeah.
Where rich people live.
Yes,
right.
And very rich people live in vacation in the Hamptons. So to preface that by saying that somebody picked up an ATM receipt that was left behind just the other day, you know, and you just don't want to take your receipt and you leave it there?
Yeah, I heard about this, yeah.
$100 million in the bank.
Some guy left his ATM receipt.
Some guy.
And, you know, someone just looked at it, and his balance was a little bit over $100
million. $100 million in the bank. He needed $400 for, I don't know, probably throwing, wiping, like, toilet paper.
You
can
get more than 300 a day? How do you do that?
When you got that kind of cash, yeah.
Yeah, no joke.
All right, now, before we get to Spike with Sports, a follow-up on our Walmart guest, Dorinda.
Hi there.
Hi, Dorinda. You were a Walmart department manager, and you wanted to comment on the woman you just heard.
Yes, it sounds like the district manager is trying to tell her, you know, you can't come back again, da-da-da-da-da. She needs to go to Bentonville, to home office, and have them confirm and send her the policy. Because I will bet you dollars to donuts, it's the district manager throwing his weight around. There's no way that he would have the power to ban her from the entire
store. Well, she's already been reinstated, and they've apologized, and the guy who batted her hand down has apologized. The question I have, which you probably can't answer, is has Walmart backed down on its we'll take any coupon policy?
Not as far as I know. I no longer work there. They're advertising it like crazy all over the TV stations.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
And that was the policy 10 years ago when I worked there. It hasn't changed.
All right. Thank you, Dorinda. Spike with Sports at 9:41.
Thank you, Bob. Brought to you by West Seattle Coins. The M's lose to Atlanta again yesterday, 5-3. They beat King Felix. They took all three games from the Mariners, did the Atlanta Braves. They'll play the San Diego Padres starting tomorrow in a three-game interleague weekend series. And hey, you Canadians, Women's World Cup play right now. The French lead Canada in the first half game, 1-0. I'm spiking at sports.
How do you say your last name?
Malika.
Malika?
Malachar.
Malachar. Oh, that, but it looks. Okay.
It doesn't matter because you're...
But to me, he was always just Sanjaya.
Yeah, you're one of those one-name guys. Sting Bono.
Sanjaya Malachar got his big chance to be on American Idol. He made the most of it. After being a finalist in season 6, his sudden national fame led to many more reality shows and TV appearances. Yet while he was on American Idol, he also was very polarizing, as I'm sure he'll admit. These days, Sanjaya is here. He's back home, where in the Seattle area, he concentrates on his music. He's getting great reviews for his live performances. And if you'd like to see Sanjaya, he's going to be at the High Dive in Seattle on Saturday and at Jazz Bones in Tacoma on Sunday. Sanjaya Malachar. This is my first time to meet you. It's very nice to meet you.
Yeah, great to meet you.
You've got a cool vibe about you.
Thank you.
You really do. And when we met your vocal coach, I just heard, I've heard every recording I've heard, you sound phenomenal. Why do you think you were polarizing on American Idol?
Well, that whole situation is really hard to, it's hard to really fully throw yourself into, and I think that a lot of people, when they saw me, kind of took me with a grain of salt, almost.
Yeah. Was it a weird venue? I mean, is American Idol for pop teen girls who want to get out there and do basically karaoke? I mean, that's my impression of American Idol.
I mean, I think that...
I know you don't want to agree with that because it would sound terrible coming from you, but I'm allowed to say it.
Well, I mean, the way I see it is like, the people, the contestants that come on American Idol, most of them are incredibly talented. Like, you know, we don't even see, like, 90%
like
of the...
Like, some of the really talented people don't fit into the cookie-cutter stereotype,
exactly.
And they don't... Sorry, I got them to agree with that.
Yeah, well, so it's true.
It is true. And so, anyway, you were different, and you're a sensitive guy. I can see that. You are a sensitive guy. Yeah. Most artists are.
Yeah.
Because art comes from, doesn't it, being vulnerable.
That's your defense against the world. Absolutely.
That's absolutely is your art.
Well, I think part of Idol, and it's just my outsider's perspective, is that it's a package. It's not so much like The Voice is trying to accentuate the fact that it's just about singing on The Voice. Mm. But Idol is a package.
You would have been very good on that show, by the way.
Yeah. What I want to know is, was the hair your idea, or did somebody force that on you?
It wasn't forced on me, but it was definitely...
their idea.
Yeah.
Because you talk about polarization. You came out one night on Idol with this thing, and I'm like, what the?
Are you like this woman who's banned from Walmart? Are you, once you've been with American Idol, are they kind of like an ex-wife? They'll always be there for the rest of your life?
They definitely always linger, but...
They linger. There's no cure.
They linger.
It's you get all the shots you want. There's no cure.
It's like putting on Vulcaneers. You can do Shakespeare after that. It doesn't matter. Anyway, so we don't want to dwell on that, but we've always wanted to get to know you. And for some reason, we didn't during the whole American Idol thing. And I know that you're doing bigger and better things now. You're doing. Tell me about the performances that you're doing now. We're going to see you at the High Dive. Mm-hmm. But have you also been doing some theater or things like that?
Yeah, I actually just got back from New York. I was doing an off-Broadway show, Freckle-Faced Strawberry. It's based off of Julianne Moore's children's book. So, I was having a lot of fun with that. Just, you know, getting that whole experience of live theater.
Yeah, and how is that? That's got to be way different than produced television.
Yeah, absolutely. I've done.
Do you have to sing different? Do you have to project further?
Yeah, well, you have to sing. I mean, you're definitely not thinking as much about like stylizing and tonality and all this stuff. You're thinking more about like the power and the story.
Because it's projecting. I mean, I'm going to compare you to Liza Minnelli, but I mean, there is a certain type of person that can do that, and some people can't do it because they really need to be in close next to a microphone that looks like this in a studio and process. Yeah. What of all the things, recording a record, playing in a band in a small club, or being on Broadway or off Broadway, which gives you the best vibe, the best goosebumps?
There's nothing like playing a club with a band.
The High Dive.
Yeah. Well, I mean, even for me, I enjoy the smaller ones almost more than the big ones. The big venues are incredible. You get that energy, you get the connection, but there's nothing like being on stage with, you know, 300 people in the audience and being able to see everyone.
And you're like 22 years old?
I'm 21.
21. I keep forgetting that. I mean, no offense. I'm old, so I can say it. You're just a kid. I mean, you're a little kid. You're like, if you and your dad played baseball, they'd call you Junior.
You're just now old enough to get in a club. I mean, you've already had years of fame.
Yeah.
I mean,
have you been sneaking into bars for a long time?
To play.
Please be careful what he said.
I've been seeing, like, venues and stuff, seeing artists and stuff, but yeah. it's hard.
We had at one time a 16-year-old guitar player in our band, and they literally had to create like a tunnel like they used for E.T. It's a movie that came out before you were born.
And he had to run a gauntlet to get the stage.
Because if you're underage and they serve alcohol, they're petrified of losing their license. Yeah. So for you to even have the experience you have is, you know, people had to pave the way for you. Tempted is available for download. Do you sell it on iTunes? I noticed you have your own website. How modern and Twittered out and, you know, all of that blogosphere stuff. Are you into all of that?
I have it all. It's really hard for me to get really into Twitter and Facebook. I'm getting better, but I'm not.
Okay, good. I'm glad to hear it because a lot of artists, all they are is that.
Yeah.
They create this flash mob fan base, and
it's incredible.
It's a lot of work, I would think.
Resource, but
yeah. How do you work on your music now? You write songs. Mm-hmm. You also do like a wonderful cover of Tempted. What's your newest album?
It's called Life, Love, Music.
And is that what Tempted is on? Is that like a single off the album? But they don't really have singles anymore, right? It's just
it's basically...
I'm going to push this song for a while because it'll turn you on to me.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And all digital, or do they press CDs too?
We're pressing CDs. Right now it's predominantly digital because it's, you know, it's easier to distribute. And until the full album comes out, I think it makes more sense to do it digitally and be able to get each song individually.
Got it. Tell me about the typical day in the life of Sanjaya, 2011. Off-Broadway, playing at a club, whatever, recording a record, whatever you're doing. What's your day like? Are you like, you look like you could be one of these really spiritual guys that do like an hour of yoga and don't eat any meat maybe. You're pretty thin. And I'm curious, what kind of a guy are you? I could be completely wrong.
I don't eat any red meat. I eat chicken and fish for protein. Yeah. I should do more. I don't do yoga, but my sister studied yoga in India.
Okay,
so
And you're Indian.
I'm Indian.
That's Sanjaya.
India.
That's pretty easy.
Have you been over to India? Have you been?
Yeah, I've been there twice. The first time I went, I visited family, and I got to see, like, the raw, you know, India version.
Do they know who Sanjaya is?
In India?
Yeah.
You must be big in India, I would think.
It's pretty...
I mean, they have that, don't they have that show, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? They have their own version of it.
Well, so far as the movie we saw, Slumdog, yeah.
But do they get Americanized? I mean, was India rooting for you?
Yeah, I mean, the second time I went,
ironically, though, not to cut you off, but every call from America to vote for you went through India. Isn't that weird?
That's true. That's probably true.
Tech support. I'm trying to find out how to call in Sanjaya.
Have you performed in India?
Yeah. I went the second time, and I filmed a commercial for Nationwide Insurance, and I did a couple performances and radio interviews and stuff.
Wow. What was the Nationwide Insurance commercial?
It was the Life Comes At You Fast campaign, and it was geared towards the Southeast Asian market in America. And
was it about how life and all this American Idol and all this fame came at you fast at age, what were you, 19 at the time?
I was 17 on the
17?
Show.
17?
Yeah.
Oh, has it been that long?
Yeah.
It seems like only yesterday we were picking on you. Wow. Oh, at 17, that would have been harsh.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if you know this about us, but we have traveled to your dad's homeland. Bob, Spike, and Joe, as hard as it might be to picture us in Bangladesh, we were there last year. And what an amazing people, what an amazing country that is. So he was born in Bangladesh and moved to India, where he met your mom. How did that happen?
He was actually born in Vrindavan, but his family's from Bangladesh.
His family is from Bangladesh.
And then he actually moved to America when he was 19 and met my mom here. My mom's half Italian, half English, Irish, and Dutch.
Oh, wow.
Born in Seattle.
Oh, okay. So you're kind of a mix.
We all are, buddy. And you mentioned your sister. She's still singing, too. She was a great singer.
Yeah, she's working on, like, Indian-influenced jazz music.
Oh. Cool.
How much do you like the Indian world beats type stuff?
I love it. I try to integrate as much of it cohesively into my music as possible.
Let's hear some more Sanjaya. Pedro, do you have something handy?
No, we have only one.
I don't want to just play him doing a squeeze song. We should play. Where could we find something? How about, I don't know, sanjayamalakar.com?
No, actually, what about this? What about he sings right now.
Oh, will he sing for us?
Of course.
I'm down to sing.
Oh, all right. Well, let's download him right over there.
Yeah, I was going to say, where can we find some of his music? How about in there?
Him. By the way, I'm totally forgetting that I'm running out of time here. I'm having a great time talking to you. I hope you'll come back.
Absolutely.
All right, Sanjaya, get on over to the big tube microphone. And is he going to sing with some music, or is he going to sing a cappella?
He's a professional singer.
A cappella is good. All right.
Look at him go.
Before you start, let me just hear if I got a little bit of reverb. I don't want to overdo it.
All right. Check, check.
Check, check.
Pretty verby.
Yeah, I backed it off. All right, ladies and gentlemen, to close out our day today, here he is, Sanjaya Malakar.
4 a.m. The rain is pouring down, swimming up the abandoned freeway. Karma's looking good, and I know that she can make it through the storm. I feel like we're about to fly. I know that we can go wherever this lonely road takes us, but I know that I must choose the road I use before I lose my way.
That was perfect.
Yeah.
And you know what he did? He left us wanting more.
Yeah, I'm going to buy them.
And he didn't hawk up a loogie, which is so possible at this time of the morning. All right. Sanjaya, a real pleasure to meet you. I do hope you'll come back.
Absolutely.
All right. Sanjaya, that's it for us today. Stand by for the greatest hits of all time on 95.7.
Bob Rivers in the morning.
Bob, Spike, and Joe.
And the greatest hits of all time.
All day.
On 95.7.
You had to buy everything the way you buy a car.
I'm looking for a smartphone, not over the top, but one that fits my budget.
So the Advanced Edition World model? Check it out. Loaded.
Yeah, not in the budget.
How about this premium, super premium cell? You'll be the first to own it.
I wish.
Okay, let's ring it up.
No, wait, I mean, I wish, but I can't.
Sure you can. Where's your sense of adventure?
I don't have a sense of adventure. I have a budget.
At Mike Scarf Subaru of Auburn, we're changing the way you buy cars with bottom line pricing. Our lowest price on every car, every day, and non-commissioned sales reps. So it's fast, friendly, and pressure-free. No haggling, no games, no kidding.
What's with this whole word you keep saying?
Budget!
Go to MikeScarfSubaru.com right now and choose from 48 2011 Outbacks, all bottom-line priced $900 to $2,100 off MSRP. We're changing the way you buy cars with bottom-line pricing, only at MikeScarfSubaru.com. Biggest discount on 2011 Outback 3.6R Limited Model BDK08.
Hi, it's Scott here from Muckleshoot Bingo, asking random people on the street about daubers.
You know what a dauber is?
I don't know what a dauber is.
You don't know?
Is it that thing that comes out of the gooey duck?
Something like that. What kind of a sound do you think a dauber would make?
Blip.
Let's do that together.
Blip.
That's a double dauber. Where do you think daubers come from?
Pulley up. Pull up. Pull up. How do you say it, Chad? Pulley up?
No. That's up in Auburn.
That would be dauburn.
And where do you daub?
Muckleshoot Bingo. Woo!
Let's go!
We have a winner.
Daubers, don't miss 5 for 5 Bingo on Mondays at Muckleshoot Bingo in Auburn. Play for just $5 per pack for the chance to win $500 on every regular game. That's 3 hours of entertainment for just $5. Play more to win more with the all-new electronic bingo machines and win big on 400 Vegas-style machines. Follow the jackpot to Muckleshoot Bingo. Click now to learn more. Muckleshoot Bingo, your destination for fun for everyone 18 and older.
Now for a limited time, you can get Frontier Unlimited voice calling and business high-speed internet for a special low price. And by calling today, you also receive a $100 Frontier Visa prepaid card for gas. Think of it as a win-win for both sides of the business brain.
$100 Visa prepaid card for gas? Yeah! Pedal to the metal, baby!
Oh, don't be silly. Now we can call more customers for less with unlimited nationwide calling.
Unlimited? Look at the road!
Up to 10 email accounts when we expand. Faster speeds.
Ah, now you're talking!
Internet speeds. 24/7 U.S.-based tech support. Okay. How about a business trip?
Yeah! Road trip!
Don't wait. Call 866-408-0874 today for a great price on high-speed internet and unlimited calling from Frontier, plus a $100 Visa prepaid card. Call 866-408-0874 before the offer ends July 31st, 2011.
Wait a minute. Did he say July 31st?
Three-year agreement, $4.99 monthly modem fee, taxes, surcharges, and other restrictions apply. Card is issued by MetaBank, pursuant to a license from Visa USA Inc.
To your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store now for the super buy one, get one free sale. Buy one of the best-selling O'Reilly brand items like fuel injector cleaner or octane booster, and you'll get another one just like it absolutely free. You can save big money during the buy one, get one free sale on the great products your car or truck uses every day. That's right. Pick up two bottles of O'Reilly brand fuel injector cleaner or octane booster for the price of one. And with O'Reilly Auto Parts' everyday low prices, you'll save even more when you buy one and get one free. Stop into O'Reilly Auto Parts today and stock up on these great O'Reilly brand fluids. But hurry, because the buy one, get one free sale won't last forever. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
We could use a new TV, and I think we should check out these advertised models, like the Samsung and the Sony.
Well, those brands get really good ratings, but how much are those sets?
They're all on sale. The 40-inch is just $5.99, and the 46-inch, only $7.99. I've never seen Samsung and Sony models for less.
Those are good TVs, but if we buy one there, we'll be sorry.
Why?
Because Video only has those 40-inch models for $4.99, and the 46-inch for $6.99.
But that's $100 less. Less than the best price I've found. How do they do that?
Hey, they're Video only. Remember, they are the top-rated stores for buying TVs.
At Video only, you won't find huge stores with refrigerators or computers, but you will find the best deals on HD TVs, Blu-rays, cameras, camcorders, and home theater systems. Shop around. Just make sure you visit Video only, because if you don't,
you'll be sorry.
In South Center, Bellevue, Linwood, Federal Way, and Tacoma. Video only.
Be the first to see the quirky, modern, romantic comedy Pilgrims Musa and Sherry in the New World at ACT Theater now through July 17th. When Musa, an Egyptian cab driver, falls for Sherry, a sassy American waitress, his life takes unexpected and delightfully complicated turns in this very sexy, very now world premiere from Seattle playwright Yusuf El-Gindi. Pilgrims Musa and Sherry in the New World now through July 17th. Tickets at acttheater.org.
What kind of furniture shopper are you? I'll know it when I see it, or I can never find what I'm looking for. Don Willis Furniture can help. You can choose from tons of options, or they'll build it for you. And this weekend, Don Willis pays your sales tax, sales items, and special orders, too.
Hop on a ferry and visit the amazing Port Orchard for their concerts on the